Okay, how many of you were listening to the gospel today? All right, I have some questions about the gospel. Jesus was teaching the people. Do you remember where he said he was teaching them at? Where was he? Do you know where he was? Do you remember? Where was he? Where did he go to teach the people? Do you guys know? Yes, where? Okay, he was in Nazareth, but where, he was in a specific place, a building. Yes. He was in the synagogue, which is the place where they went to go pray. And while he was in the synagogue, he was teaching them. And the people's hearts, no doubt, were on fire. Because they're like, they know what Jesus is talking about. Jesus knows what he's talking about. So they were getting excited. And then, somebody came up to Jesus, and there was something inside of him. Did anybody remember what that was? Do you remember? What was inside that man that came up to him? Unclean spirit. And what did Jesus do to that unclean spirit? What did he do to that unclean? Do you remember what he did? He said, get out of that guy. You don't belong there. That's what he did. That unclean spirit was so afraid because that unclean spirit asked Jesus a question. Does anybody remember what question that he asked Jesus? That unclean spirit that was inside that man? What did he ask him? He said, what do you have to do with us? The unclean spirit knew who it was. The unclean spirit knew that it was Jesus. And how do you think that unclean spirit felt knowing that it was Jesus who was right there in front of him? Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus who destroyed sin and death. How do you think that evil spirit felt? Do you know? Yes. How did it feel? Did it feel happy? Maybe happy? Well, let's try a different response. Scared. The evil spirit was afraid. Jesus, leave us alone. My brothers and sisters, and your grown-ups, evil should not scare us. Because evil is scared of who? Jesus. With Jesus' suffering, His death, His shedding His blood, He's defeated all sin and death, all evil. So we have nothing to fear. All of you that have been baptized, you have already been claimed as Christ's. Christ has said to you, you are my sons, you are my daughters. That's why when we come into church, we place our hand in the baptismal font, reminding ourselves that we are claimed as forever by the saving mystery of Christ on the cross, that we gather as His family. We have been clothed by Christ. What an awesome gift that is. My brothers and sisters, evil is real. Satan is out there trying to get us. He's trying to win us for himself. But Jesus tells Satan what? He says, do not touch them. They're mine. All of you are God's children. And you should not be afraid of evil. Because Christ has claimed you as His own. Interesting story happened to me yesterday as I was finishing up with confession. Somebody came in and says, I need to talk to a Catholic priest. Okay, what's going on? There's some weird stuff happening in my home and I need some help. Okay, where do you go to church? Well, I haven't gone in a while, but I go to one of the Protestant churches. Did you talk to your Protestant minister? Yeah, they didn't take me very serious. Evil is out there, guys. But God is here in our hearts, and He drives all that evil away. My advice to you is if you ever get scared, if you ever get worried, take the words of the second reading very seriously. Don't be anxious. Don't be nervous because I'm here for you. I love you. Here's a little hint for you guys. If you want to stay away from evil in the world, here's a couple of things that you should do. First of all, don't play with witchcraft. Don't do any of that stuff. Bad. Watching scary movies, probably not a good idea. This is what you should do. Go to church. Go to church every Sunday. Celebrate the sacraments of Eucharist, reconciliation. If any of that stuff happens, if you see any of that stuff, you call out the name of Jesus. Because Jesus is going to do what for you? What's He going to do if you call out to Him in prayer? What's He going to do? Is he going to ignore you and say, whatever, I'm busy, I got other things to do? No, what's he going to do? What does he do?
He's going to help you.
He's going to help us. He's going to answer our prayers because Christ is here. My brothers and sisters, the Catholic Church has been around for a long time. And the Catholic Church has had some great importance in the way that we educate people about God. The Catholic Church set up the university system. The Catholic Church educates more people than any other private institution in the world. This week we celebrate Catholic school education. And we remember that Christ has placed His love in our heart. And we remember through Catholic education that all of us are claimed as Christ's children. And that we have nothing to be afraid of. Because our Lord suffered and died for us. He shed out His blood for us. He gives us the sacraments to live out that faith. Hold on a second. Catholic school education is an important part of our faith. It's an important part of our country. It's an important part of our parish. If you go to St. Martha's Catholic School, if you could raise your hand, if you could keep your hands up, if you are anyone who's ever gone to Catholic school, grade school, high school, college, university, seminary, raise your hand now. Now I want you to look around. All of these folks have received the instruction of the Church. All of these folks have been instructed that Christ's love is in them. Here at St. Martha's, we have over 400 students at our school where we teach them the values of God's love. I want to show you a little video that we put together at the school. The video has two purposes. First of all, it's a fundraiser video for the Steps for Students activity that we're going to have February the 18th. The second one is to show you all the things that we learn through Catholic education. I'd ask you to watch the video and enjoy.
see, we had a great time filming the video. We love our Catholic school, we love our students, and we love the opportunity to be able to participate in the Steps for Students, great diocesan fundraiser to bring awareness to Catholic education. So we hope you consider being a crusader for Christ. Join us on February the 18th so we can go to Steps for Students.
So a couple of ways this week that we can celebrate Catholic schools. First of all is through the prayers of the community, the prayers of our parish family. That we continue to pray that many boys and girls throughout the world may receive the benefits of a Catholic education. Second way that you can help is by participating in Steps for Students, either through sponsoring the program or participating in the run yourself. There is more information out on the table about Steps for Students. You can also check out the video again, send it to all your friends and family through YouTube, so you can do a little Father TJ Steps for Students search, be able to show the video. But the bottom line is, Catholic schools are a gift. A gift that the church gives us to learn that we are chosen as Christ's children. And so we celebrate that every time we get together at Eucharist. We celebrate the fact that we are claimed once and for all as God's. And with God behind us, and God for us, and God loving us, nothing can stand in the way. So we continue that we're inspired by the wonderful Catholic education that we've received, that we have here in our parish. And we continue to ask the Lord to fill the lives of all of His children so that all may know the great love that God has for each one of us. Thank you guys all very much for your attention. You can go back and have a seat.